didn't shit a bed for a whole 1 week in a row.
Yes.
There's your tradition. It's the Vocal Minority Podcast.
Woo!
Big boy now.
Plan that parade, or at least don't burn down the stadium.
Raise your voice.
I would make a, like, you know, a promise that if Toronto doesn't shit the bed for five games in a row, I'll cut my hair.
Oh.
But there's not much to cut, and no.
I haven't seen any recent pictures of that guy. Wait, did they finally win five in a row?
No, they have not.
Oh my God. The last time I saw it, it looked outrageous. Like, I'm actually starting to feel bad for him because that has to be so uncomfortable.
When I say you should feel bad for him, it's not like, you know, pity him, but that is a hell of a, you know, a hell of a thing to like bite into. Like, yeah. This is, I'm going to commit to this. And it's been so long.
It's been so long.
Like, you cannot help how long it's been, which makes it all the more
incredible. Been wild.
So, I don't know.
And presumably he's found a way to monetize this.
If the club had a half brain, they shave his head at Old Trafford.
Oh yeah.
Either at the end of the fifth game, like when they win the fifth game or the next home game, they bring him out at halftime.
Oh, 100%. They have to
shear the shit out of him.
Absolutely, like a sheep. Oh, it's unreal. Anyway, we would never make silly bets like that here. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Vocal Minority Podcast, the podcast that is so glad that we don't have to sit in those seats, even though they look very nice. And I'm sure once they put the advertising on them, you won't even notice that they're scary temporary stands, but yay, the stadium's finished. Woo.
Mm-hmm. The North Stand does actually, you originally said, it looks quite good. It's a very sort of like steep, sort of especially there at the top like bit of the North Stand. Yeah, that's a good sort of steep thing. If that was a, you know, had any sort of permanency to it, I was going to be there. So they were, okay, it's not bad, but you know. As it is, but you know, the basic sort of design and how sort of steep it is. It's like, yeah, okay, that would be good as a permanent addition, but no,
unfortunately. I do miss the old North Stand, like even the original. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I miss having a properly filled in stadium. oh well,
you're never getting it.
Yeah, I know.
It'll be filled in after. It's going to be a whole bunch of like sponsorship boxes at the north end there. That'll
right. be filling. Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
So good. And yeah. All right.
And a patio on top.
And a patio. Oh, no. On this week's show, we look back at a triumph for Toronto, talk about some CanPL player movements, lament a lost season for an AFC Toronto player. We're going to chat about some national team things. We're going to catch up on a former Red, or almost fully catch up on them. Look ahead to some matches this week and more. Now this week's panel. Refusing to be convinced by Toronto's recent form, say hello to Duncan Fletcher.
It might be true. I mean, you know, they've looked at least competent. Like there's like three games in a row now. So, you know, it's plausible. I haven't like, watched any of it, so don't know. But it might be for real.
It's basically like not seeing Pokeroo. So until you see a match, maybe.
Mm.
So 2 weeks from now, Duncan will be like, well, we'll see what happens. Excited to have yet another kid to talk about this week. Say hello to Mark Hinkley.
We're way behind on the kits. And I know when I mean we're way behind, I don't mean our podcast. I mean the actual kits.
Yeah.
NSL, get your shit together.
Seriously. It's like a month away, people.
Anytime. It's not like you're, it's not, look, we saw what the one team, I'm not spoiling anything. You got to get milk's at the back of the store still, everyone. We see what the one team did, and it doesn't look like it's a great number of kits you're introducing, league, whole league. Staring intently at NSL, at least the other five clubs.
They've released them all. They're all on the website. You just can't find them there, but they're there. They've been
They're
released.
there somewhere secretly in the secret tab of the website that no one can find.
They just haven't figured out how to turn that page on yet.
Naturally.
As for me, no, I'm not going to any of the Canada matches in the next week. And that's okay. That's all right. But I hope you all have an amazing time and that you make lots of friends and have lots of silly fun visiting everybody while you're in town. I will miss you all. I am your host, Krista Knowles, and now to the show. All right, what's been happening? Toronto FC versus the Crew. Victory. What?
What?
Woof.
Toronto with, honestly, a pretty nice game with two quite decent goals. And the one off of the corner, like I'm happy that it was Walker Zimmerman that scored it. That was great. I've watched it a number of times because I was like, wait, Toronto scored on a set piece from a corner. They can do that?
Futures now.
Was very exciting. No, this was other than the unfortunate early first goal, which again was more of a I don't feel like it was any Toronto was suddenly immediately crap. I think it was more of an opportune moment that was pounced upon by the Crew and very as they should, right? It was well done, well taken for them. I was a little concerned when I saw the lineup only because my only concern was that George Michael wasn't starting. And I thought that he should have started in place of DeAndre Kerr.
I mean, surely he can't be tired yet. It's not like they're playing, like every 3 days or anything.
I know.
It's only been 4 games. What's this all about?
I haven't had I don't have don't have any insights into Robin Fraser's tactical brain just yet. So we should ask James. Maybe James knows. But when George Michael came on in the second half, I just want to point out that some good things
Presumably, he
happened
had sort of linked up with Josh Sargent, and it was great.
there. He is the one who sent in the corner that Walter Zimmerman scored the go-ahead goal on. It overall was a good match. I've only seen the highlights because I was working. And but all the highlights I watched, honestly, pretty impressed with the overall performance. I think Raheem Edwards has more in the tank than we initially thought might be the case. He's looked, for my eyes, pretty solid since coming back to Toronto. And I think has been pretty dependable and like been a big part of each match. He's not standout all the time, but he's keeping things moving in a really good way. Shalloui, man, he's fun to watch.
Yeah, he continues to impress.
They did some good business quickly signing him to that extension. That was pretty smart. But and Jonathan Osorio's 400th match as a TFC player.
Sure, well done.
Impressive.
It is actually. I said to my dad, said for a few years it really seemed like he was gonna go. He was gonna move, he's gonna, go to Europe or whatever. But I think he plays his entire career in Toronto. And I don't mean that as a bad thing. I think he plays his whole career here. And he's gonna retire, he'll be the top of the heap for appearances. He'll, you know, he's a beloved hometown player. And he'll get a statue outside of BMO Field.
Finally bring relevance to Toronto 6 or whatever they're going to be called,
Something like that,
you know,
yes.
3 or 4 years from now when he finishes his career there.
Anyway, Marcus, I know you actually got a chance to watch the whole match. If you have some more broad strokes or a little bit more insight into how the game unfolded.
Yeah, like it was, I feel like the first, like the Columbus goal was not the thing that set the tone for the rest of the match. Like if you saw the goal, it was early. Oh God, his name just escaped me. Keeper. Hamilton.
For
Hamilton.
Gavrin.
Luka Gavrin.
Luka
He's
Gavrin.
Hamilton's
Yes, thank you.
own.
I had to sing
Yeah,
the
come
song.
on.
Yeah, Gavrin's feet being rooted to the ground, like the way that ball was trajectory, unless the guy was going to learn how to leap from a standing position, he was never getting to it. Like, and when I say leap, I mean like kangaroo, gazelle, holy shit, that's inhuman type shit. So I can't, like, you can't hold him accountable for that. And
Right.
thankfully they didn't drop their heads and go, oh shit. Like they if they were I'm impressed with the mettle that this team has. Like they don't seem to be fazed too much by going down a goal or two. It was back and forth. Toronto had their opportunities. Gavrin made a bunch of saves. I was a lot more I felt a lot more Toronto was likely to score than Columbus was. Like I know like expected goals say, you know, Toronto was a 0.93. I understand it, but I don't understand it. I don't know how you get to
Right.
that number
No, I don't
specifically.
know.
But they looked like they were going to at least get back into this game more than Columbus was going to increase the lead. And that's just from observing the game. Toronto deserved the win, I think. Not by much, but it wasn't. If they'd gotten a draw, it would have been okay, but they fought well enough to deserve 3 points. It wasn't like a fluke. The goals were quality, the attacks were meaningful. They're growing up right before our very eyes. Like it's odd to see that. Like Columbus isn't that good so far, if I remember
No,
correctly, looking at the standings.
they still haven't won a game.
But like,
That was my big concern, was that, oh good, they're coming into a TFC match not having won a game yet this year. And you know, Toronto of old, or not even that old, you know, often are like, here, we got a gift for you.
pretty
And this
much.
time they forgot to bring the gift with them, so that was great. Like
But
they out like
otherwise,
go
sorry,
ahead.
sorry. No, I was just not there wasn't too much that I took out of it. I realized I gotta start taking notes. I'm at that advanced age, I feel, where if I don't write down at least like a couple sentences after the match, we get to this part
This
2 to 4 days after the match, and I'm like, yeah, they kicked the ball once. They were wearing red or white. Like, I don't even remember that part, which is literally the part I would remember the most. So yeah, anyway, I swear I watched it. Yeah, they were good. They were good. They definitely feel like they're catching some momentum. I don't think these guys are, you know, future champions, but
But I actually have a
they're going to
little
get
more,
more points than they did last season.
yeah, like I actually have a little more hope that they might, you know, just edge into the playoffs kind of thing. Like that's.
I think the other thing I would just to throw in is that now, like last year when they made substitutes, it's like, oh, shit.
Yeah. Now it's like, oh, cool. So
There's
and so's coming
some
in.
actual real fucking depth, and it's depth with a tool set, not just like, oh, we're gonna swap out like for like midfielder, you know. Where here's the good holding midfielder, and incoming is the next best holding midfielder. No, it's the holding midfielder for the defending midfielder. So it's the defending midfielder for the attacking midfielder. It's the, you know, it, they are a multi-tool of talent, and the fact that you can put George Michael, have him as a substitute, not to say like, well, he by default should be starting. It's like,
I
let's.
mean, in my world, he should be, but
Right,
sure, quality substitute.
I'm also pro let's tinker.
It's early
And
in the season. You got tinkering
that
time.
is
Plus, there's still injured players coming back too, so there
plenty
will
of
be
time
more
for
tinkering.
tinkering. So like I'm pleased. Good performance. Well done.
I think possession arrow was still most, not a little more in Columbus's favor, but a little more balanced than their previous match.
True.
But it was the attacking side of Toronto that was, they by far and away were the ones looking to score those goals. So they outshot Columbus. They had more shots on target. They had more touches in the opposition box, like all of those things. They created more chances. George Michael, by the way, was the chief chance creator out of everyone on the pitch that day. And there was, anyways, there's just a lot to like. Once, we said that like that match in Cincinnati, right? Like when they were in that attacking third, man, that was so fun to watch. So we're starting to see, we're seeing more of that, but we're also getting to see, a little, more consistency over the rest of the pitch. So anyway, yeah, sure, they're playing Columbus, which is again not a team to write home about right now. But I'm always happy when they beat Columbus, quite frankly, just, past trauma. They're now this will be interesting. Should a current rumor, we might as well talk about it here. Tom Bogère,
Yeah,
MLS
Bouger, there's an Irish
Bogère.
there.
Yes. MLS inside scooper extraordinaire. Has reported that reportedly Cosi Thompson is on his way to Robin Fraser's former team, Colorado Rapids, and that there's some gam involved and maybe a little more gam based on performances, I guess. Cosi's in his final year of his contract with Toronto. Has not fared well so far in this young season, and again has not looked super great. Sounds like he'd probably get some more minutes in Colorado. Also, time-honored tradition of TFC trading away their young players through their academy. But I'm assuming Robin Fraser may have worked some connections with this, but the next home match for Toronto, Easter weekend, April 4th, Colorado's coming to town. So
Yeah, fun.
that just makes me laugh right there. So will we see the revenge of Cosi? Time will tell. Anyway, it's not been confirmed yet, but Bogère is rarely wrong. It's almost always, if he's reporting it, it's happening. The just official announcement hasn't come yet, so there we go with that. But yeah, all overall, nice, solid, lots to like performance from Toronto in that match after a disappointing draw against the energy drinks. So that's a good way. And again, this is their massive, nine game homestand, so they're gonna have to do some good things to keep themselves in the stand in a good place in the standings. And right now, currently, they are in seventh place. Ooh. Nashville.
Yeah, that's essentially 3 weeks in a row of decent performances, and aside
know.
from one last minute brain fart, it would have been 3 wins in a row. And so,
I know.
is this actually, competence? Can we actually be a mid-table side
Oh
next
God, I
three
would love
this year?
that.
Right.
It's all I want.
Be in
It's
the
all
thick
I
of the playoff
want.
qualification fight going in towards the end of the season. Right.
Oh,
Yeah.
that would be so nice. Truly, would love that. All right. Well, let's move on to our next thing. CanPL. Actually, well, I'm going to flip the order of how I have these in here since we just came off of TFC. Speaking of TFC, Adam Perlman, as Mark would put it, Ron's kid, which delights me so much.
You're
Who
welcome.
has just been basically like he's becoming a who was the other what's the other player that TFC kept loaning out who's now
Rothrock.
Yeah, no, not Rothrock.
No?
No. A different defender.
Different defender.
Yeah, I think I know who you're talking about.
Oh God.
God
He
knows, don't know if I can remember his
yeah,
name.
oh, this is terrible. I can't remember his name. He finally like made a permanent move to the CanPL for this season or the end of last season after constantly being loaned out. Anyway, Adam Perlman is who has played with the Wanderers last year, is now gonna go play with Calgary this year. Young
Naturally.
kid, like he's 20, 21 at some point. He's been part of the TFC organization for the last decade, so he's been, he's come through the academy, played for the Baby Reds, has made one first team appearance 3 years ago, probably during the Voyagers Cup, would be my guess. I don't actually know. And I feel like this is a bold statement in the press release on the CanPL website, but in his second CPL season, Perlman will be among the early favorites for the league's best Canadian U21 player award. Sure.
Sure.
Why not?
Hand it to him right now, why don't
Yeah,
you?
exactly. Like we're
Yeah.
fine,
Why are we
What could
waiting?
go
Wrong? Yeah.
So anyway, so Adam, have another good season away from Toronto. But at least, again, it means he gets minutes. So it means he gets to play, get some playing time. Those are good things. Tommy Wheeldon Jr. said lots of nice things, as he should. Having played against him a few times now, I love his competitive spirit. Yay.
Pain in
Anyway.
the ass. Yeah.
Yep,
So if
that.
it's you said, as Mark was saying, Ron's kid, does that make him to hell baby?
I
Fuck.
love that. Duncan.
God damn, that's so good.
That's so good.
Hell boy's boy, hell baby.
Hell
Yeah.
baby. Oh, we're calling him that for the rest of the season now. That's it.
If we remember. Yeah. Let's hope
That's
he
also a
lives up.
very good point.
Let's
There's a
hope he
reason to
lives up to
talk
his
about
hype.
Calgary, yes.
Well,
And
CanPL season starts soon, so hopefully we won't forget in the next 2 weeks.
and apparently he's going to be winning trophies,
Yeah,
personal trophies by the end of the year, so he'll come up
exactly.
again, obviously. Yeah.
Hell, baby, that's so good. Oh, I love it. But then I guess sort of the big signing of the week is the Seagulls' new player, ex-Premier League striker. Which is
Ooh.
how they mean anyway. I love again. It's always the spin, right? I actually don't know how to pronounce his first name. Is it Lise? Lice? Lise? I'm assuming Lise Moussa. Who?
Lucy, yeah,
Lee?
Lise,
Maybe. Yeah.
maybe.
Maybe just don't
Is
ignore
it like
the.
fleur-de-lis?
Yeah.
Is it?
Maybe. Is there a pronunciation guide? There isn't. Damn it. CanPL, up your game. Anyway, made 99 English top flight appearances between Bournemouth and the Blades. Has also played for the Bows.
For the
Although,
Hughes?
quoi?
Also played for the Hughes?
Oh,
Bohemians.
sorry, Bohemians.
Oh yes, that's quite
Apologies.
the big name thing there.
Indeed.
Yes. So, oh, he used to be in the Premier League. Where was he most recently? Ireland.
Ireland. Played for Salernitana and Bochum. Bochum? Bochum.
Bochum.
Bochum. Oh, of course it is Germany. Never mind. Anyway, it's he will probably do well here. Like, yes, he's not a,
Gotta help.
do you know what I mean? Like, he's not, it wasn't massive, but talent-wise is a step above Campiel. It should be several steps above
Yes,
Campiel.
theoretically should be.
Yes.
I
He's only 30
years
years
old, so
Yeah.
might see floors above.
Yes. So I expect the Seagulls to at least score some goals this year, which would
Yeah,
be
made a
fun.
10 million pound transfer back in the day. Okay. In the
A Ken
region of 10
Timbit
million.
transfer.
And what
So,
now?
10 Timbit transfer, Canadian
10 Timbit
equivalent.
transfer.
The one thing I will that kind of makes me excited about this is that Nash has them playing like they play almost recklessly attacking
Yes.
at the
Oh,
expense
yeah.
of defending. So if they're going to, win by brute force, this is exactly the type of guy they need. I know like every team needs a striker, duh, but like if they're going to concede 3 goals, scoring 4 is now the goal. So if it half works in my mind as it does in practice, I hope this is a coup for them. I really do, because that would be amazing to see Vancouver show up and it's like, all right, so there's going to be 8 goals scored tonight. Who's
Five of them
scoring
from
them?
us.
Yeah,
Yeah.
who's scoring them?
Yeah.
Them? Us? How much?
And you look at his Wikipedia, it's the more recent stuff doesn't fill you with hope, really. And Bohemians, he's a
Yeah,
striker,
one.
scored his first goal on his ninth appearance. And that was his final appearance. Left the club by mutual consent, with manager Arnold Rennan stating getting him fit was the issue. We tried everything with him, all the staff did, but he picked up niggles and things like that, which slowed it down all the time. One thing's for sure, if he wants to play football, he needs to get fit. Doesn't suggest great things, does it? Apologies for not doing that in an Irish accent. God damn. What am I thinking?
I don't even know. You're not used to doing the voices anymore. That's why.
Yeah. You're out of
So.
practice there, Duncan.
Aye, it's true. It's true.
But yes, that is not exactly. Yeah, that's not even an attempt to damn with faint praise. That's just a But you know,
Yes. And that was
maybe
after
being
spend
exiled to Canada will
that's after spending 13 months without a club after being terminated by mutual consent by his previous
Yep.
club.
Yep.
Okay, yeah.
Maybe there's been some soul searching. One can
Well,
hope,
there's
but
a ruptured Achilles tendon in there. I mean that's a serious
that's
injury,
yeah,
to be fair.
that's a very
Yeah,
serious injury, yeah.
yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, we'll see what happens, but I think he's going to be I hope. I hope he's going to be fun to watch. He should be. Like, this should be a good thing for the Seagulls. Hopefully a good thing for a player looking to relaunch his career. You know, like, I'm hoping that he's motivated. You know, this is his opportunity. You know, shop window yourself all season, my man. Like, let's go. Because players like that, like when a player is like, oh shit, this is my last chance to get back to where I want to be, kind of thing. Like, that's a lot of that can be some really good motivation. And when a player like that has the motivation and the ability to, you know, capitalize on it, it can be so fun. It can be so fun to watch. And, you know, I'll take some entertaining, riotous goal scoring, you know, in the Campiel. Like, why the fuck not? Like, let's have it. And from the Seagulls, absolutely. Let's do this. So yeah. So
Oh,
there
he
we
scored a
go.
goal against Tottenham. That's nice.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. I mean, who hasn't?
Back when it counted for something.
Yeah, really. It's not a difficult thing to do these days. Oh, fuck. And Vicario's gonna have surgery. Oh no. Oh, they're gonna get relegated. Fuck. Anyway, well.
I will laugh,
Oh,
laugh, and
I
laugh.
know. Oh, I know. I drag Tony's ass on this show when it happens, just so I'm not alone. I'll show up on his fucking doorstep with a
That's it.
fucking
I think what we're going to
laptop.
have to do. I mean, do you know exactly sort of where he lives and everything? We'll just kind of,
Just
just,
show up with
yeah.
laptop and mic.
Hang about, not even about podcasting, just to
Yep.
point and laugh and everything. We'll just kind of like hang out, just basically outside his
In
condo
the
building.
lobby, yep.
Just hanging out his condo building. Just put out tents and everything, and just hey, let's see. Yeah, how long can you stay in there? At some point, you've got to come out. Then we'll laugh at you.
True.
Oh, delightful.
This is great. Something to look forward to. Team
Yeah,
building.
team building.
Yes.
All right. Moving on to the NSL. So, as I have mentioned more than once, we've mentioned more than once, an endless frustration with the NSL website and the team websites. They are uneven. The NSL website is not good, and the team websites are modeled off of the main league website. Also problematic a lot of the time in terms of what information is available, is presented, and how it's presented. However, this week, new frustration has emerged, and that is that the Halifax Tides, which, as we've mentioned, having their kit launch this week on Monday, in fact, and they did have their kit launch on Monday. In fact, there was a whole thing. Supporters were there. There was a fashion show with the kits, which are really fucking nice. There is nothing on the Halifax Tides social media, on their website. Nowhere is there anything other than the RSVP to the kit launch, because it's
Oh,
coming.
when's that happening?
It happened on Monday evening,
Wait,
2 days
next
before
Monday?
recording. No,
Monday coming up? No?
this
Hmm.
past Monday. I'm
Did
so
I
it,
go?
like,
Did Duncan go?
it's
Yes. How was it?
so
What did it look like?
frustrating. It's so
It, it, it's
frustrating.
really nice in person, Mike. Really nice. Yeah.
It's so frustrating. I just, all the things that this league does so very, very well, and all the stadiums and the broadcast rights and the outreach and just all of the things that have gone beautifully for the NSL, for this to be where they fall is so annoying. And we've seen it in the CAMPL too, right? Like uneven social media, like in just in terms of what you're putting out on your socials. If your kit has been launched, there should be a pinned post on your Instagram. It should be pinned on your Twitter if you're still using Twitter. All the teams still have Twitter, I think. There should be a link to pre-order it. Like, but all I could find, because I kept searching, were two news stories, which were great. Like, they were super helpful because I got to see what the kits looked like, and there was a nice interview with two of the players and the president of the club. They talked about the kit and they talked about the season coming up. It was delightful. Why isn't that on the Halifax Tides website or on their social media? Fucking anywhere. I don't understand it. It is a lost opportunity. And I just, someone please, I don't know if anyone from the NSL listens to this. This is from a point of frustration. I love this league, support this league. We talk about this league every week. We want good things for this league. Please fix this. Please. It's not, this part is not hard. The website, that's different. I'm not a website designer. I don't, Mark, better than I do. But the social media aspect, that is, should not be, the ball should not be dropped this hard. Sorry, it's been driving me crazy for 2 days now. And even more frustrated today when I found news stories, but still nothing anywhere on official channels through the tides about the kit. It's a very nice kit.
It's a lovely kid.
It's beautiful and aqua. It is delightful, in fact.
And until it's gets ruined by a sponsor, it's
Oh yeah, I'm not looking forward to that because right now it's so pretty.
as I mentioned to Kristen upon seeing this, it's the away kit Pacific sh should have had but never did in Seven Seasons. So,
Yes.
lol, first off, failures. Secondly, this is fantastic. And I'm sure it will get ruined with a sponsor, but if it's possible to get it without, get it without. 100% get this without. It's to be fair, it's got two sponsors on it already, but
I
they're on
know. I
the
was going to say
sleeves.
we got the sleeve
They're
sponsors
on the
already,
sleeves.
but sort of.
I'll take the sleeves if it means nothing on the front, you know.
So nice. But yeah, so the kit, yeah, the kit is and the trim, like the collar and the trim and the way this is a really nice kit. I like no notes. I have nothing that I would want to improve this. Normally I would be stumping for a different collar on many kits, but I actually really like this collar. I like the stripes. I don't care about the rationale behind them. It doesn't mean it's nothing to me, but I'm not from Halifax. But no, it's delightful. Why isn't this splashed everywhere? Duncan, your thoughts?
I agree with pretty much everything you say, really. It's a nice looking kit, especially without a sponsor, and it is kind of baffling that a league that is presumably trying to grow and do everything it can to grow and bring in money and sell merchandise and all that sort of thing doesn't seem to be trying to do that. It's all very odd. Don't know what to tell you.
I will say
But
as a last point to this release, so in that CTV clip during the interview, they paraded all the players out wearing the various kits. By the looks of it, this is a third kit, or at least it's added to the rotation of last year's kits. So if that's of any indication, like, okay, first up, if everyone's getting a third kit based on last year's, I'm okay with it. The reason why I'm kind of okay with it is because most of the kits in the league were not good. And I say that not because I'm, hypercritical or whatever,
No, but they
but
weren't.
like every team had a dark kit and a white kit or a light kit. And I'm annoyed as fuck by that. We all have color TVs. I don't know what we're doing anymore. Like, it's okay, guys, to have an orange team play a yellow team. I saw that with my own eyes. I knew who the fuck each team was. At no point was I confused. So, like, not you don't have to have, okay, we're gonna wear our lights, so you gotta wear your darks. Why don't you just have fucking regular ass colors and have the blue team play the red team? Like, anyway, I don't know what hockey bullshit we're trying to do. And MLS is completely guilty of it too. It's not just NSL, it's not KMPL. But like
What about the colorblind people, Mark?
I got nothing for them. Do they is that an issue? Is it like respectfully, is that an issue everywhere else on the planet? Or like did like if you've seen the colors that the J League wears. And surely they either have figured it out or completely ignored it. it's the only league in the world I can think of that has like seven distinct shades of blue in one division. It's incredible. Like if it's for color blindness, just tell me. Just fucking tell me. But no league adheres to that except for us, and that's it, again. If that's the case, that's fine. I understand. However, I don't believe that for a second.
I know.
No.
So frustrating. Anyway, it's a very nice kit. I look forward to the other ones. I just re look forward to them more if they were fucking posted on social media. All right. On to AFC Toronto with the classic good news, bad news situation. Good news is that they are embarking on their first ever warm weather training camp. They're in Miami. Cue the going to Miami song. It's
What's the going to Miami song?
or Welcome to Miami. Is it Welcome to Miami? Welcome
No
to
idea.
Miami.
Yeah.
Mark, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, unfortunately, I do.
I know. It's unfortunate that it just
Is
keeps
this a
looping in my
Pitbull
brain.
or somebody? Or
Will Smith, I
worse,
think.
Will Smith.
Yeah, so much worse.
Sure.
Although almost equally bad, and it doesn't matter. So anyway, so first ever warm weather preseason training camp. Congratulations. There was an interview with the coach talking about why they were doing it. One, it means they can train outside for the next couple weeks, so that's nice. Bonding, going away for training camp. You stay together. Everyone gets to be on top of one another all the time, and you it's a, it is a good way to build chemistry and build bonds. And they get an opportunity to play some local sides, so that'll be nice. But yeah, I like good for them. I no shade to teams that get a chance to go and do warm weather training. I wish they weren't going to the States for just, my own personal political reasons. I admit that freely that that's just my thought, but going to Europe probably a little more expensive than just flying directly down to Miami. Plus, US tourism is suffering, so I'm hoping they got a deal. I'm
Yes.
hoping they got all their hotels and everything for a song. Anyway, they will be there for the next 2 weeks. And
Kristen, I'm picturing the resort that's got a sign that says midfielders stay free. With a fucking asterisk, like providing goalkeepers, defenders, and forwards are staying at full price. Like something like that, you know.
Amazing, amazing. I yes, so that's I again, I think that's a good thing. I congratulations. Enjoy your time. No one gets sunburns. On the less than good news, and honestly, I'm 2 years in a row, and I realize that they've only been around for 2 years, but I'm worried that AFC Toronto has started with a little bit of a curse, in which a marquee signing gets injured before the season starts. Now, yes, Jade Kovacevic came back ish, tiny little bit last season, but not really. She barely played, right? She was hurt. But the big signing, the big switcheroo from Vancouver to Toronto, hometown girl returns, Samantha Chang, out for the season with a torn ACL.
Eesh.
And
Damn.
yeah. What I didn't realize until I watched her Instagram post, which was heartbreaking at parts. Like, she's taking it very well, but when you're watching someone try to fight off tears, it's difficult to just sit there stoically. She tore her other ACL several years ago. So this isn't, again, at least it's weirdly, it's good that it's the other knee. It's not the same one. The other one has healed and was repaired well. As she said in her statement, at least she knows what to expect this time. Like, she's been through it. And it was like, I think it was like 9 years ago, she said. So she was pretty young when it happened. So she at least has like a mental frame of reference. And she's like, at least I'm home. So I have my entire family nearby. I have my people that I've been friends with since middle school that are here, that I'm still friends with, that she's like, I've got a huge, great, wonderful support system. The AFC Toronto, the team, everyone's super supportive. She's like, she'll be at all the home games. I don't, obviously she didn't go to Miami. But I appreciate that, as terrible as this is, she does have all those positives around her, and to it is easier to come back from something or to endure something if you've had to do it before. So that, as much of an aluminum lining or tin lining as we can throw on this, for her, but regardless, it's still, oh man, like, she doesn't play a single second for AFC Toronto. Like, not even camp, I don't think, or maybe in age, I don't even know. They haven't really said how she did it, but anyway, it's very sad news, and I'm really devastated for her, and just hope that, the recovery goes smoothly, and that, we see her back next season stronger than ever, kind of thing. So, meh.
True.
Poor kid. Man, tearing both your ACLs. Jesus. All right. Well, on that really shiny note, let's move on to what we're talking about. You know what? Again, I'm going to flip these again, because this, it's not funny, but it's a bit bemusing. So the men's national team, they're in town, or if they're not already here, and I think everybody's pretty sure everyone flew in after their weekend matches, from various places for the upcoming friendlies against Iceland and Tunisia. But Mustachio, Steven Eustachio, who has had a bright start with Zombie Chivas so far this season in MLS, is gonna miss 2 to 4 weeks after a deep tissue massage caused a hematoma.
Does
The fuck?
deep tissue massage cause the hematoma?
You're doing it wrong.
Like, are they suing the masseuse?
God damn.
Like, seriously? I don't understand. Like,
shouldn't laugh, but I guess there was a little bit of an injury because a dead leg before going in for the massage. The dead leg was caused by colliding with the referee. That's kind of funny. I'm
oh
sorry, but it
God,
is.
I know. No, it
A
is. It
Canadian
absolutely
referee
is.
at that.
Canadian referee. Exactly. Like, it's like self-sabotage. What's happening here? Do they just really want him to rest? I don't know. Like, he's being used too much for LAFC, having too good a season. Like, oh my God. But yeah, the deep tissue massage
And
has.
who was the masseuse? I mean, was he, is this like the
Yeah, is this like the
Zombie
team
Chivas's club
masseuse?
massage, or was he going
Yeah.
off for an off the books happy ending kind of massage? And what's going on here?
Anyway, it is just, of all the strange ways we have talked about players getting injured, snowmobiles, leaping over bicycle parking poles.
No, I forgot that one.
Good Lord. This is a new one. This is a new one. I don't know that I've ever heard of anyone, yes, being sore after massage, maybe someone pinches the wrong nerve, but to possibly miss a month. Anyway, so no Steven Eustachio for anybody right now. But sort of on a brighter note, and again, pains me to say all these nice things. Kyle Larin continues to play well and score goals. So that is good. That is good for Canada. That
That
is good
hurt.
for Kyle Larin. It did hurt.
It
But also,
hurts
oh, I have
so
a Kyle
bad for
Larin,
Kristen.
but I have a bit of a weird little Kyle Larin story, actually. The other day, working at the at our pop-up at Union Station, I have to get in very late, take some books in. I had more boxes than I anticipated, so when I got to the store, I called a Lyft and get in my Lyft with all my boxes of books. And my phone I think, oh, one of the a WSL match was on, so my phone was binging notifications of things that were happening. And normally I have my phone on silent, but sometimes Fubo or FOTMOB notifications just, I don't know, it overrides it sometimes. And so I apologize to the driver because I try to be like a quiet passenger for ride shares, because especially it's early. I don't know how long this guy's been upright. I don't want to bug anybody. And I was like, sorry, just getting like soccer stuff coming through. It's like, oh, you like soccer? I was like, oh yeah. And so he's Turkish. And we got into a huge conversation on our way to Union Station about football, about world football. Because I was like, oh, cool, Turkish league, you know, that's a pretty decent league. And he was arguing with me that it wasn't, which was hilarious.
No,
He's like,
it's shit. How dare you?
well, kind of,
It's this
yeah. He's
argument
like,
that it's like Scotland. There's like a couple of good teams and then the rest is crap,
well,
or
that's basically it, because he kept talking about Champions League and stuff. I'm not, t I'm like, and I kept saying to him, I'm like, no. I said, sure, yes, like England, Germany, Spain, Italy, like those are, you know, Portugal, top leagues, yes. But I'm talking, you know, like top 10. I'd filter Turkey in there maybe, or close to that. You know, you've got some good teams. But so we were talking about Beşiktaş, because I was like, oh, well, you know, Canadian soccer fans, Canadian soccer supporters, a lot of us followed Beşiktaş for quite some time because of Atiba Hutchinson. He's like, oh yeah, Atiba, everybody loves Atiba. Everyone respects Atiba. Everyone knows him. He's like, but there was another Canadian that came to play at Beşiktaş. And I was like, oh, is it Kyle Larin? And he wasn't really listening. He was musing, right? And he's like, yeah, I worked with his dad for a little bit. He's like, was a black guy. And I was like, yeah, it's Kyle Larin. He's like, he came to Europe to go under Atiba's wing to mature his game and raise his game back up. He's like, oh yeah, that does sound familiar. It was the weirdest, like, sort of circuitous football conversation I'd had with somebody. But then to cap it all off towards the very end, I was like, oh well, who's your team? And it's Fenerbahce. Or Fenerbahce, sorry. And I was like, oh, how come? Like, is that your family team? He's like, well, sort of. He's like, but I like them because they're rich. He's like, I don't support poor teams.
Okay.
Ouch. No, but
Like,
you know what?
oof.
I
There's poor
respected
teams
the,
in that league?
yeah, I know, but I
I mean, like,
respected the honesty of the statement.
sure.
You know what I mean? Like, he came right out and was like, I support this team because they have money, they can buy top players, you know, like all those things.
No. I'm a glory hunter.
But I was like, you know what? I appreciate someone who can be honest about that, right? So why the fuck not? Anyway, it was delightfully weird football conversation that was mostly about Turkish football. So it was
It's
great.
a bit Manchester United on my Champions League team.
Yes,
A
oh my
bit.
God.
It's a bit.
It so is. Oh, I'd forgotten about that.
I will never forget that.
I know, that was so great.
That was the most American. I mean,
Yes.
this happened in Toronto, and
Yes.
he's probably local, but it was the most
Probably
American soccer
American
thing I've
team
ever heard in my life.
ever in my entire life. Manchester United are my Champions League team. So Kyle Larin, who used to play at Beşiktaş with Atiba Hutchinson, who is now with Southampton and having a really good season right now. He's on a he's found his form, and that's exactly what you want for what is one of Canada's leading goal scorers. Oh, I don't
Yeah,
know.
honestly,
I know.
the fact, like, it's not that I like hearing you suffer, Kristen. And it's
It's
not
not.
like it really isn't, but it's the fact that you desperately want this guy to be like just done
But like I do
and
and I
not.
don't, right? Like, because it means good things for Canada,
Oh
and I.
yeah, look at you taking one for the team. Oh, fucking oh.
I had made my
His
peace with Kyle
record.
Larin at one point in time, and then he went and was just fucking awful again. So I gave up on that, and now I have to like be nice to him again.
His record speaks for itself. And you still are like, this will be the time he fucks up. Look, there's
we
no way he's
all
going to make the
have
World Cup team in 2022.
players that we irrationally dislike, okay?
Oh,
Like,
as somebody who has watched Schwanier the Greater for the last couple of years, I know exactly what you're talking about.
there has never been any player that I have irrationally disliked. Never. Never. Prove me wrong. Who?
There
I
was a
can't.
boy from Scarborough.
I know who you're talking about, Mark.
What's
What's his name? Yeah, does
something
he
was
have?
his name-o?
Yeah,
Da, da,
Signature
da, 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 da,
Celebration.
da, da. Oh, fuck. You know what, Duncan, you're probably right. There is nobody.
There's never an
That's what I
anybody.
thought. Yes.
Nobody. Yeah, no, he's watertight, Kristen. He's got us.
Unassailable. That's true. You're right. Anyway, but he is in good form with Southampton right now, and that is very good news for Canada, coming into the lead up to the World Cup, where again, there's a number of injury concerns for Canada right now. So the players that are still healthy, thankfully, need to remain both healthy, but hitting on all cylinders, and we'll see what. How these guys look over this coming weekend and into next week. But to have Laren be very consistent so far for Southampton is great. It really is. So congratulations, Kyle. Please keep it up. Shut up.
Oh my God, that hurt you so
I
deeply.
know. It was sincere. I was sincere. I was not lying.
Does the audience could just message me? Does the gritting of teeth come through? Like, can you hear it? Because I feel it, but I don't know if I hear it. But I'm listening through speakers, not through earphones. So if you hear teeth gritting from about 15 seconds ago, let me know. I just want to know. Thank you.
Oh dear. All right. Speaking of Canada soccer, last week, and I don't know, I feel like maybe Canada soccer is just tired of the winter and just needs some sugary snacks and just really has been looking for a way to boost the energy of the teams, maybe of the fans heading into the World Cup. And that is because we talked about the packaged cookie thing from with Dare and the Bear Paws Active or whatever. But now this honestly might be my favorite sponsorship pairing ever.
I want this to be on the front of the
Like, please,
kit.
can it be
You
on the kit?
want me to
Like,
buy a terrible kit? You fucking put this on the front and I am buying it.
I am so excited by this. Random question. Can anybody get that link to open? I'm gonna have to go look for this
Oh,
elsewhere.
I do have it open.
Oh,
Yes.
okay, because I can't get it to open on my computer for some reason.
Close one of
And
your 80
I
tabs.
get where you guys are coming from, but still no. No, because and sleeves are
Duncan, you
best. Did
okay,
you
fine,
have the
sleeves.
on the little thing behind the collar where they got the fucking Lucky Looney nonsense, put nerds on there instead. Fine. But
Just
not on the front of the kit,
you
Mark.
know
Come
what? You
on.
know what? If you just put like the pattern was just a bunch of dots. I'm like, oh, that's terrible, nerds. Oh shit.
Anyway, I hope like they should be using like Canada Soccer. Yeah, Canada Soccer is for nerds, or like
100%.
someone repurpose the clip from Revenge of the Nerds of Ogre going nerds, and that should just be every player should do that. So yeah, they're partnering with Nerds, the official candy partner on a multi-year deal. Ferrera Candy Company. I didn't. I just.
Yeah, no idea.
Yeah, me either. So partnership will see nerds create fan experiences at Canada soccer matches. Oh, give us free candy! See, this is all the people want. Just give us free candy. We'll be so happy.
I will.
Featuring from. Go ahead.
I was gonna say. I will say. First off, if you haven't been to your local dollar store, there's a Nerds like chewy candy. It's like sour and sweet, and there's like little
Ooh.
nerds on the outside of it. I am not 100% not a candy person, but I will inhale a fucking bag of those. They are perfect. They're sweet, but not so sweet that your teeth are gonna fall out. They're a little sour, but not like it's tang rather than like puckering. They're delicious. And secondly, about this press release, there's not a quote from Luc de Fougerolles. There's not a quote
I know. What the
from
hell?
fucking like anybody, like not Jonathan Osorio, not talking about how he used to beat them up and now they're part of him, part of Canada soccer. You know, like just nothing funny, like nothing, no player tie-in. And Max, if you had a choice between bear paws and nerds, and you chose the bear paws, what are you doing? What are you doing? You've made some outstanding choices. Some of them have been like crazy, like coming out for that tackle to save a breakaway and then break your leg and not make it to the cup final. Like crazy balls on you, man. Like, I trust you. But you chose bear paws over the nerds? Tell me you didn't get a chance for the nerds. I'm just shocked. I'm shocked that out of the 26 players, not one of them had a pull quote.
Seriously, that is true. It's all stuff from Dom, which is fine. You know, Dom's the marketing dude for Canada Soccer and a lovely person, but I was expecting, yeah, someone just come on, get someone in there talking about how much they love nerds. But yeah, there's going to be unprecedented access to Canada Soccer along with exclusive Canada Soccer merchandise. Ooh. But I love this because I love marketing speak. So one of the pull quote from Dominic Martin, passion and energy of our fans continues to drive the game, blah, blah, blah. Nerds shares that same boldness and vibrancy. I'm like, really? Vibrant candy. Well, they're vibrantly colored. Anyway,
True.
unleash your mighty fan. Anyway, it will be fun. It's again, just give the people candy. When they throw candy at parades, that's why people are there. My dad and my stepmom go to Sevilla every year, the last several years, and they're there for the big Tres Reyes parade around Epiphany, and when the kings come through on their floats, of course they throw there's so much candy. And I was asking Dad and Sue, I was like, oh, did you guys like put out a net off of your balcony, because they often stay on the parade route? And they're like, no, we didn't think of that. But they're like, people bring umbrellas and turn the umbrellas upside down to
That's
catch the
genius.
candy. And I
Okay.
was like, that's so smart. The people want their candy. So it's very funny. Very funny. So yeah, this is anyway, as far as sponsorships go, this is a fun one. It just nerds have been around forever. And it's just a again, it's silly. Of course it's silly, but why not? More candy the merrier. So there we go. We'll see what exciting things come forward from that. And then I had forgotten that back in the fall, that Canada Soccer also brought on board or signed a partnership with Canada Club, Canadian Club. I guess,
True.
yeah, I was like, oh, I just saw this linked in another story. Like, you know, like they have more adult sponsors as well, you know, the more adult focused Canadian Club sponsorship. And I was like, huh? When did that happen? Back in October, apparently. So, you know, for the grown-ups, I guess, who don't like candy, although what is wrong with you? Yeah, there's going to be stuff centered around Canadian Club. So there we go.
Let me know when the official tequila sponsor is involved and
Oh, that's a good point. That's how you and Mark over Canadian
that not
soccer.
Nike kits. It's two-pronged attack.
That's fair. That's very
You know what?
fair.
Just let me at him. Let me at him. I'll do it for the free tequila that you get from the sponsorship. Hell, I'll probably pay my own flight. Just let me at him. Just let me consider it.
Seems fair. All right. Well, moving away from sponsorships and various Canadian soccer things of that level, anyway. Just a quick little stop off in Edmonton and the brand new, what are they called now? It's no longer League One Alberta. It's the APL, the Alberta Premier League. Edmonton Scottish is no longer going to be part of it for the upcoming season. They have formally paused its Alberta Premier League activities. And that the move comes after careful consideration of how semi-pro soccer clubs in Alberta typically bankroll their senior semi-professional sides. Just talking about how most of the senior clubs are funded through youth teams, which I get, but also that's how you built it? Question mark, question mark. And also, Edmonton Scottish had some financial difficulties of their own last year. So I wonder how much of this is high-handed grandstanding and how much of this is, oh, we're still in a deep financial hole and we really can't afford this. Like, I'm assuming a little from both columns, but I don't know. It seemed, well, it was unexpected. Let's say that.
Well, if they're in as much financial trouble, I was trying to find a better phrase of it, then at least this makes sense. And I would almost think if they kept it, it's either a slap in the face to those that they owe money to, or like they're fronting super hard and something's bullshit. At least this seems like, okay, they're at least attempting to restructure so that they don't lose the club and maybe resolve their debts. And like,
Yeah.
I don't know what it costs to run a team like this. I don't know if it generates them any income. Probably not, but like, or at least not enough to make it worth propping up. But at least, pause also is a good word. It's not, they're just scrapping it. It sounds like the intention is to come back at some point.
Yes, and hopefully that means they're just, yeah, they're looking to get their house in order to be able to go forward next season. That's my hope. Yeah. Just sort of seemed a bit surprising. Anyway, that's some news from lower tier of Canadian soccer. So now on to a little news about a former Red, one of my favorite players, Carl Robinson. And I have an update on what's actually in the show notes.
Go on.
So a couple days ago, there was a fairly seemed like a pretty reasonable rumor or that he was going to be the new coach of St. Mirren in the Scottish Premiership. Advanced talks were underway and deal was expected to be finalized in the coming days. As we know, Robbo played here in Toronto and he coached the Whitecaps and briefly has coached in New Zealand. But Craig McLeish set for St. Mirren manager chance as major Kyle Robinson stumbling block arises.
Damn.
Indeed, indeed.
Didn't
So,
ask for something?
no,
Too
this
much
is
hair.
St.
You've
Mirren
only
have
got
never.
three head. That's not enough. No, we need at least a forehead.
You need a, yep, no, it's true.
Say, Marin had met with Carl Robinson, but he wasn't in a position to take the job immediately. The Welshman had been keen to take Gordon Forrest with him, but there were complications in getting him out of his assistant coach's role with Chinese club Shenzhen Peng City. Robinson didn't want to take the job without Forrest, and so St. Mirren have decided to turn to McLeish. I know. I was like, I'll just do a quick little check just to see, if any news. And I saw 3 hours ago, here's the news. So yeah, I was excited to announce that, Robbo was back in coaching and we were gonna get to, occasionally check in on that. But apparently not. I mean, we'll see what happens in the next day or so, but maybe we'll have something else to report next week. But it suddenly looks like this is not the case. I mean, how can you not coach without this person? I don't understand. Maybe Gordon Forrest is the real brains behind the operation.
That's what I'm reading into it.
That's kind of what I'm reading into it now, too. Oh dear. Oh
Yeah,
dear. Oh
Robbo's
dear.
the fame, and
Yeah, Robbo's the face. And yeah. Oh boy. I know. Oh no. All right. One other thing before we move on to what's coming up. This is, again, not huge fans of One Soccer, but they have been trying to, broaden their reach. They're a lot of stuff is now available on Fubo as well as on One Soccer. They're trying to do something. So I will give them some love for that. And something that they've recently done and was up and running as of yesterday, I believe, is that they have secured a deal with UC3, which manages and distributes commercial rights for UEFA's top club competitions. Anyways, they've got the Women's Champions League matches. So
Okay.
you, yeah. So if you have a One Soccer account or a Fubo account, you can now have pretty easy access to the Women's Champions League, which is great, super fun to watch. And since Olivia Smith plays for Arsenal and is currently not hurt, I don't think, you can actually, you can get to see her. You can watch Kadisha Buchanan try to take out the opposition's keeper, because Kadisha's back apparently, and in her first match back, did try to take out the keeper. So that was hilarious when I read about that. And yeah, it's a good deal. I'm actually delighted by this. Nice to see them, promoting the women's game. That's lovely. Yeah, I love, well, Champions League football is always fun, but this is another way. So yeah, Olivia Smith's at Arsenal, Vanessa Gilles is at Bayern, Kadisha's at Chelsea, Ashley Lawrence is at Lyon, Evelyn Viennes is at Roma, Jade Rivière and Simia Ouijo at Man U. So like there's several of the top Canadian women players who are in active Champions League play and who play for some of the best teams over in Europe. So that's delightful.
It's a good move. I mean, I think we've all had a swing at them and about having other leagues and other things to watch on there that isn't just, the select.
Reruns of.
Yeah, like how, I love the CAMPL. I don't know if I've ever caught myself watching a replay of Winnipeg play Calgary from 2022.
The
I might,
Voyageurs Cup from 3 years ago or whatever, right?
right. Like I might have, it's unlikely though. So yeah, so it's just, I just kind of, I want them to be bigger,
Yeah.
and I want them to be worth paying that extra for.
Yeah.
And it's a step, but I mean, they're also, to be also perfectly fair, they're in the like semifinals, quarterfinal stages. Like they're
Quarterfinals.
quarterfinals. Yeah, they just leg one was today.
Yesterday.
Riviere and Awuzie got subbed in late in the match, but they both did get a few minutes out. But anyway, yeah, like one soccer should have more. Go get the Scottish League. Just you can even you can keep the old firm. Just give me the Scottish League. I'll watch that.
Even if Robbo's not coaching.
Especially, especially as Duncan said, I don't want a three head.
And it's I'm still waiting for the whatever they call it these days, Conference North. I want to
Oh,
see
yeah.
Darlington regularly. Come
Yeah.
on, get the
Yeah, let's
Vanarama,
make this
whatever they
happen.
fucking call it these days. It's not the conference anymore, is it? Jesus. I should know
Mummy.
the name of this league.
Ismissian. It's oh fuck, I can't
No,
remember.
that's some like London thing a little further down.
Oh, what's the other ones?
So yeah, I
I
forget.
don't
It's the National League North.
Oh, Conference North, yeah.
Yeah, National League
Oh,
North these
National
days.
League.
Yeah. That's where I get that one soccer. Come on.
Oh, I didn't realize you're in the sixth tier. Congrats.
Yeah, they've been kind of like stuck there for 4 or 5 years now, maybe. And
Oh, really? Okay.
yeah. Well, they're currently in a playoff position, so who knows what might happen. But
Ooh,
yeah.
dare to dream.
Nearly got relegated back to seven a couple of years back, but avoided that. And yeah. It's somewhat interesting. It's slowly getting there. But yeah, come on, one soccer, buy this. Let me watch Darlington.
Make
I
me, yeah,
will. I
why do
will.
you want Duncan to suffer without his Darlington? Like, come on now.
Yeah. Make me a soccer channel I want to watch. Yeah. Nobody
Exactly.
else. You know what, one
Just
sucker?
me.
Yes. Do that. What I'll do? I will cancel Fubo and I'll buy you just one soccer just on its own. I'll pay a
Ooh.
full price for one soccer just on its own. Come on.
Wow.
How's that for a
Wow.
deal? Come on.
Well then. How can you pass that up?
It's just
All
good
right.
business sense.
It
It's
is
just
just
good
good
business
business.
sense.
You're right. That's
Yeah.
correct. What's coming up? There are three matches of note in the next week. And the first one is tomorrow, day after recording, in the afternoon on DAZN. I cannot call it the other thing because it's stupid. And that is the match between Italy and Northern Ireland, as the World Cup qualification semi-final, next ongoing, never-ending madness continues. Now, Mark and I disagree strongly on this, because I want Italy to lose badly to Northern Ireland,
I'm with
because
you,
I,
Kristen.
because just no, I don't want there to be a chance in hell that we have to, that Canada has to play them, because that's, because this is what they're playing for, is a chance to be in Canada's group. So no.
True.
But Mark has a different perspective on this, Marcus.
Listeners, let me take you on a journey.
Ooh.
This is a journey into sound.
Imagine yourself sometime on a Friday evening in downtown Toronto, a little adjacent to it. And Canada's about to play their first home match in a World Cup. And who's their opposition? Italy. Now,
Ooh.
you might be thinking to yourself, oh, this is terrible. Why couldn't it have been Wales? Why couldn't it have been Bosnia-Herzegovina? Why couldn't it have been Northern Ireland? The simple answer is, who gives a shit? They're going to lose anyway. Whoever the fuck gets out of this is going to lose anyway. So why not make it memorable? Why not make it a moment you will treasure for the rest of your life? You will tell your children, your grandchildren, and they will pass that down. My grandparent was at the game where Canada beat the shit out of a team who used to win World Cups, haven't been there in a while, and their first game back got thumped 3-0 to Canada. Yes, this is what I'm envisioning. This is the reason why I'm actually slightly, very slightly pulling for Italy. I would be happier if they just weren't in it at all. But I'm also looking for that moment, beating up somebody historically good. I say historically, and I paused because there were giant fucking air quotes. This is why. It's not because I'm pro Italy. No, that's
No, I know that's not the case, because
never going to be
otherwise
it.
we would
My
have.
growing up in Catholic schools in Hamilton has taught me otherwise. This is not a
Yeah,
thing for me. I'm just want to be there for the whooping that they're going to get when they arrive at the World Cup. We missed you. Punch. You know, that kind of thing. That's about it. I'm not actively cheering for them. I'm just going to be not upset that they happen to be the team that survives this. I would rather anybody else, but I'm not upset if they get through. Does that make it, does that at least, whether you like my perspective, do you at least understand where I'm coming from?
yes, but
Sure. You don't have to support it. I just need you to understand it.
I don't
You
support it. I
shouldn't support it.
understand it. I
It's
don't support
kind of
it.
suicidal if you think
I will
about it.
not be swayed in this
But
thinking, because I want Canada to have a chance in hell of advancing out of their group.
have you seen the group?
If Italy's in it, problem.
You don't think Qatar is
No,
baby
Qatar's not a
soft?
problem. No,
Remember
but
when Switzerland did something at a World Cup? Neither do I. I'm not as frightened by this group.
Switzerland was the only team that beat Spain when Spain won the World Cup.
Exactly.
And Switzerland happily won the silver medal. Was that the one where they won the silver? When Switzerland won the silver at a, or they got to the they won the third place match? Was that the Switzerland? I'm just
No.
trying to say that I am
No.
not afraid of Switzerland. I mean, Switzerland is a team that just shows up every time, gets their participation medal, might win a game, might draw a game. They may even get out of the group, but they never factor, never ever factor in anything meaningful when it comes to the knockouts. So, I feel like that they are. Like they're also playing a road game.
But also,
Canada's a home team for three of these fucking games.
but
Go on,
Mark,
yes.
if Italy is here,
Yeah.
Italy has a home match. Depending on ticket lotteries and shit like that. Yes, I know World Cup tickets are fucked, but
Oh, in that case, you know what? Now I do want them out because all the scalpers will lose their fucking shirts.
oh, that's true.
Yeah, there you go.
Like, I mean, maybe the Welsh will show up in droves. But,
And to be fair, I do feel like there's a decent British community in Toronto and the GTA and what have you.
true.
There's a fair amount of people that would
Yeah.
come out to support Northern
Sure.
Ireland or Wales,
Absolutely.
but
Duncan.
not Italian levels.
Sure. As a British person, let's go with
Yes.
that. How likely are you to overpay for a ticket to see Northern Ireland? See where I'm going with this, right? Of
I
the
do.
British people how many are going to overpay for a ticket to see Wales? Who aren't Welsh, by the way. You can't choose, Gareths All the Gaddis, you know.
I said, I do know one Welsh person, and at least three Northern Irish people. But yeah, I don't think any of them are really going to be shelling out thousands for this.
Like, I don't, I do see your point. I now hate the scalpers losing their shirt. I want the scalpers to lose their shirt. So now that we've brought the economics into play, I do want Italy not to make it into this. Because
And basically, it comes down to, do you want sort of guaranteed Italian tears, or, we're taking a chance on funnier Italian tears that might not actually happen?
I
I know you
let's
like to
go.
gamble, Mark. You're a gambler. I know
I've
this.
been
That's
look, I've been
true. He
known.
is our gambler, you're
I've been
right.
known to spend a whole Canadian dollar of currency on things. I'd rather the silence during the World Cup, and I would rather the parade, the pregame match to walk through College Street before making a left down Bathurst, just so they know what a team at a World Cup looks like. Yeah, I
There
just,
we go.
anybody who's listening to this who's slightly offended by this, I've been dealing with this all my life. I've been dealing with that, the ponytail. I've been dealing with Marco Mazzarati. I've been dealing with all the nonsense, all the drama, all the uneducated supporters that I seem to have grown up beside. I'm just, yeah, I'm sorry. Just if you're offended by any of this, I have nothing for you. I just
I
want you to
don't
know.
care.
I want you to know I don't.
Oh no,
You're
one of my greatest and most and fondest memories is when I lived on the Danforth, and I lived at Danforth and Coxwell for about a decade. And right next door, sorry, to the right next door there was a Speedy Muffler, but right next to that was one of those classic little Italian soccer club cafe things. And there was always this group of guys loitering about. None of them had jobs. They were always there. They were always loud. They were always taking up too much of the fucking sidewalk. And of course, they watched a lot of soccer. And in the 2004 Euro, which Greece won, which was delightful,
that was fun.
when they got knocked out, to see them all out front, literally crying, made my heart sing. It was delightful. It is an enduring and happy memory for me from over 20 years ago, as is the lovely Greek lady that ran the laundromat across the street. Poppy was her name, who almost launched herself into traffic when she saw me because she was outside waving a little Greek flag. She was so happy in celebration, and she called me Krista. Krista, Krista, Krista,
New name.
they win.
New name.
Free laundry for everyone all day.
Oh no, but her husband kept coming around with Ouzo all day. I was very
Okay.
drunk later on that day, or probably about an hour later, actually. But that is those two things are intertwined. The whole family, but her absolute joy, this tiny little Greek woman, and just who was always a sweetheart. Like, I love this woman. But she was so happy. But she went to run out into traffic, and I'm like, stay there. I will come to you. Please don't die. Oh, but yeah, they were so sad. They were so sad. It was so great. Sorry. Moving
Just as an
on.
update, Switzerland is number 18 in the rankings.
Oh.
Fun fact, back in 1993, I don't obviously remember anything about Swiss football. They were third in the world. That's
19 when?
1993. Third.
1993?
Third.
Swiss?
Yeah.
What?
Third.
Wow.
Swiss. Switzerland.
Duncan is like, I do not agree with you.
I refute your statistics, Mark.
Feel free to refute. Feel
That
free to
can't be
refute.
right.
But I would also like to bring the 1998 in May. They were 81st. So, I mean, the pendulum's wild.
That was a fall from grace.
They've been no lower than about, by the looks of it, 20th, probably since about 2011. So I may be overplaying, my the or overstating how mediocre Switzerland is, but I do not fear them. I do not fear them. Not with this team. I do not fear them.
Fair. All right. Well, speaking of the men's national team, they are, as we mentioned earlier, indeed in town for two upcoming matches at BMO Field. And they will be playing Iceland this Saturday afternoon and then Tunisia on Tuesday evening as part of the build-up to the World Cup in June. Saturday's match looks like tickets have been moving briskly. Tunisia, less so. Tuesday evening, bit of a harder sell. Tunisia, probably not as sexy as going to see Iceland. My main question, actually, about the match on Saturday versus Iceland, and I did put it in the show notes because I don't know. I assume Toronto has a surprisingly large population for almost every country in the world. It works out. It's delightful. I do love it. It's one of my favorite things about this city.
Is there a little Iceland?
Well, this is what I don't know. Like, there's a little
Emily
Malta.
Manitoba?
Yeah, that's true. You mean Manitoba? But yeah, perhaps they will travel. Perhaps they will travel. Because I want to know if there will be a fight over the Viking clap.
I'm sure both of them will be upset, but they're going to lose. You can fight it out
Yeah,
on
I
the board.
think at some point the Icelandic fans will start it, and the sort of 114 ultras will be really fucking pissed off that they're doing it at the wrong time of the match. It's not at the right time, guys. This is like the 85th minute only. Come
Oh,
on,
that would
what
be
the fuck are they
great.
doing?
That'd be so funny. Oh no, I love
Or
that.
whatever minute they do it, I don't
Yeah,
know.
I don't know either. I stopped knowing. Anyway, Iceland not in the World Cup. They missed out. They placed third in UEFA Group D qualifying behind France and Ukraine. We're only ever in the 2018 World Cup, currently 74th in the FIFA world rankings. However, you know.
They ran out of good Johnsons. Right.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know what this game will be like. I figure Canada will win. Hopefully they do. This is, you know, meant to be a preparatory match, but also, again, a bit of tinkering, as it's a bit of a mix of things. And plus, there's still injured, many injured players, for Jesse Marsh's team. Yeah, Iceland will be their first UEFA opponent since victories over Wales and Romania last September. And then the Tunisia, who is bound for the World Cup, on Tuesday. I don't know where they rank in the world. So yeah, exciting stuff. I think, you know what, I like that they have a variety of opponents that they're playing in all of these matches leading up to the World Cup. I think it's great. I think it's important, and just in terms of overall testing your team, right? And you know, they don't get so used to playing for so many years. All Canada did was play CONCACAF opponents over and over again, and that I don't want to say that's not the reason that Canada soccer, men's soccer specifically, stagnated, but it probably didn't help. Do you know what I mean?
It helps to be playing against teams from other parts of the world and what have you, and all that, especially when we actually qualify for tournaments now where we have to play against these teams, then should actually focus on that. It'll help. Basically, from these two games, I'm just hoping no one gets injured.
Seriously, like that is
And if you're going to get injured, do it in a comedy fashion and then, okay. But,
oh God, I know. I'm just like, we can't. Like, no more injuries to, yeah, to anybody. I was gonna say to any important players. No, they're all important now. We're running out of players.
Yeah.
Nobody get injured.
Goalie just kind of like collapses and pretends to have cramp at about like 70 minutes so that they can, have some bit of a tactical rethink or what have you. Physio, playing along, I guess, was just pretend we're taking this seriously, kind of like runs out to help, but then slips and just like slides right into the said goalie and actually injures them. That's my prediction on sort of weird and wonderful injury to happen. Completely faking an injury, and then oh, you actually develop a serious one because someone just slips, falls into you.
The oh dear, it looks like it actually right now they're calling for snow on Tuesday night.
Excellent.
Lol.
Tunisia
Oh
won't like that. Oh.
no. Oh
Oh
Tunisia are
boy.
currently ranked 47th.
Good for them. And then Saturday will be a bit chilly, but at least it doesn't look as though there'll be much precipitation right now. Anyway, it's you're playing. It's what happens when you play in March. You the way we could have 15 degree weather or minus 10, both of which we're probably going to have this week. So, welcome to the spring in Ontario. predictions, gentlemen, for these matches?
Let's go 2-0 Canada over Iceland and 1-1 Canada Tunisia.
Ooh, I was going to say
Ooh.
2-0 and 1-0. So half a klaxon still on. Well, actually one klaxon.
One
No, two
klaxon.
klaxons.
Yeah,
One klaxon.
I'll get on board for the 2-0 klaxon for Saturday.
Nice. Awuga.
Clap,
A
clap,
Awuga.
Awuga. Clap,
And
clap,
then
Awuga.
Tuesday in the snow versus a proper World Cup opponent. Sorry, Iceland. It'll be a little sloppy. I'm gonna say 2-1 Canada. I think they'll win, but I think they'll let a goal in. Before we go for the evening, I just do need to report one other thing. This is just quite frankly delightful. Shamit Shomi, who doesn't play for Canada anymore, he switched. Plays for the Bangladesh national team. But in hilarious self-deprecating, but also OG Canada fashion, 3 days ago, for the true Canada soccer followers, just wanted to announce that I've joined the illustrious club of Unattached FC. Albeit for a different country, still a proud moment only the
Legend.
OGs will understand. Because
Absolute
he's joined
legend.
the Bangladesh national team, but he does not have a club right now. And that I did retweet that from the Voyagers account because I had to, because it's
Yeah.
so amazing.
Yeah, you kind of have to.
Just I love that. I love that players paid attention to that. Do you know what I mean? Like, you sort of sometimes forget how tuned in they are a lot of the time. But that was delightful. So yes, there we go. Unattached FC. All right. Well, that's our show for this week. Please join us next week when we hopefully celebrate two triumphant victories by the men's national team and an equally triumphant victory by Northern Ireland over Italy. And then, oh yeah, I guess we didn't talk about the other match, like the Wales. Do we have preference there? The Welsh over the Bosnia Herzegovina.
Yeah, let's go Wales.
I think
Wales.
Wales, right? Yeah.
Wales. Save the Wales.
Save
Coal
the
mine.
Wales, indeed. Coal mine. Catherine Zeta-Jones. Shirley Bassey.
Shirley Bassey.
Shirley Bassey. All right. Yes, definitely Wales then. Okay, so those are our hopes and dreams for all of that. Yes, so please join us next week when we look back on that. We will look ahead to opening weekend for the CanPL and presumably confirm that Cosi Thompson is now Colorado Rapid. And then we'll discuss his return to Toronto with his new team. And won't that be fun? And whatever else is happening. Maybe another NSL will release a kit and yet not post it on their social media. Who knows?
Ooh, dare to dream.
Dare to dream. All right. I have been joined, as always, by these two delightful gentlemen to be found occasionally on the Twitters at Duncan D. Fletcher and Mr. Duncan Fletcher.
Yeah. Hello.
Out there on the tweet machine at KitNerdMark with a K, not a Q, Mr. Mark Hinckley.
Thank you to everybody who continues to support our podcast. Blah, 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 blah. I'm keeping it in. I'm too lazy. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for pitching into our Patreon. If you've been to our website recently, yeah, it looks different. Shit happens, okay? But it still works, and everything's fine. And it only took me 3 hours to figure it out. So it's going to be different for a while, in case you're wondering. In case you're wondering. How did you say it again? How was the end? Securitas. You said that about, I don't know, an hour ago, Kristen. I've never heard that word in my life. And of course, if anybody's going to introduce me to a new word, it's you. Securitas. Of a route or journey longer than the most direct way.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, circuitous. Yeah. Circuitous.
Yeah.
I was hearing circuitous, like security, but with
I probably said it wrong.
No,
yeah, nothing.
No, according to the Google pronunciation thing, circuitous.
Yeah, circuitous.
Yeah. I've literally pressed this button like 5 times. I don't even know what's picking up. But thank you for bringing that word into my life. And if we didn't
You're
have
very Hell, welcome.
What, if we didn't have Hellbaby as a title.
Oh, Hellbaby. I hope you have a great season. All right. As for me, you can find me on the internet. Yes, the entire internet at KZ Knowles. I have been your host, Kristen Knowles. And until next week, Canada, get used to it.